This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Three goals for Spurs at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium against Nuno Espirito Santo's Nottingham Forest. Another 3 points for Spurs. Tottenham Hotspur are now back in the top four. 7 games to go.
Chris Cowley. Fan cams. Club news. Transfer news. Match previews. Legend interviews.
Spurs winning.
Press conferences.
Covering everything Tottenham and England.
Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Spurs in the Media, where I'll be going through all of today's newspapers, looking at all of the player ratings and the articles from the game. Tottenham Hotspur 3, Nottingham Forest 1. If you are new to the channel, please hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. So let's get straight into it, and let's start with a report from today's Daily Mail. And it says here, backline boys blast Tottenham into top four after a mediocre attacking display in their midweek draw at West Ham. Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou said he would have loved a joystick to put his players where he wanted them. It then states it is doubtful he would have placed two of his back four inside the Nottingham Forest box last night when their goal-scoring opportunities arose. But where his forwards fouled, his defenders triumphed. Two lethal pile drivers, the first from centre-back Mickey van der Ven, the second from right-back Pedro Porro, saw Spurs take control of the battle for the top four. It then states here, Maddison had to see red for stomach punch, fumes Nuno. Nottingham Forest manager Nuno Espirito Santo was infuriated that his side's defeat on his return to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium was marred by a punch from James Maddison, which went unpunished. After the game, Nuno Espirito Santo said, "It was a red card. I saw the image and that's why I speak to you. I was surprised that VAR didn't tell Simon Hooper to review it because honestly, Maddison loses his composure and it's a punch to the stomach of Yates. I thought there would be a different decision than to chat to the players as if nothing happens. It was off the ball and this kind of moment can change the game. I didn't ask the referee about it after the game, but I saw it. That is why I'm telling you this." Now, the player ratings from the Daily Mail today, they have given Vicario a 6.5, Pedro Porro a 7, Romero a 6.5, Starman, Man of the Match, Van der Ven, 8 out of 10, Udogie a 6.5, Basuma a 6, Sub Hojbjerg a 6.5, Saar a 6, Bentancur Sub a 6.5, Johnson a 6.5, Maddison a 6, Timo Werner a 7, Hunmin Son a 6.5, manager Ange Postecoglou a 7 out of 10. Now a report from the Guardian newspaper, and it states here Spurs up to fourth after Van der Ven and Porro floor Forest. It then states, as much as Ange Postecoglou insists that neither is Champions League qualification imperative nor is the limit of his ambition, he will be hard-pressed to find a Tottenham supporter not significantly heartened by their elevated league position after this win against Nottingham Forest. The Guardian state here, with a game in hand over Aston Villa, Postecoglou's team are now back into fourth, a place they have not occupied since mid-February, and in pole position to feature in Europe's premier competition next season, notwithstanding some tricky upcoming fixtures. It was not perfect. It rarely is where Spurs are concerned.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
But unlike in the frustrating draw at West Ham in midweek, they found a way to register what was, in the end, a fairly comprehensive scoreline. Now for a report from the Sun newspaper, and what a heading this is. Old Mickey, you're so fine. Spurs DJ turns up volume in praise of club's Dutch star. If Tottenham end up securing Champions League football, then Mickey van der Ven deserves a hefty performance bonus. Also from the Sun newspaper, it states here, when the Dutch defender is involved, Spurs rarely lose. If only they could keep him fit for every minute of this campaign. And when he is in the mood, the centre-back can strike the ball with some venom too, as he demonstrated in Tottenham's ruthless second-half display against Nottingham Forest. Now, the match stats published by the Sun newspaper. Possession, Spurs had 64% of the ball to Forest's 36%. Shots, Spurs had 17 to Forest 13. Shots on target, Spurs had 7, Forest had 6. Passes, Spurs 651 to Forest's 367. Completed passes, Spurs 570 to Forest 305. Touches in the opposition box, Spurs had 35 to Forest 22. Corners, Spurs had 12 to Forest 2. Fouls conceded, Spurs 11, Forest 12. And yellow cards, Spurs 2, Forest 4. So, of course, Spurs went 1-0 up after 15 minutes. An own goal scored after Timo Werner putting the ball into the box. Chris Wood equalised after 27 minutes. Mickey van der Ven putting Spurs 2-1 up after 53 minutes. And then 5 minutes later, Pedro Porro adding to Tottenham's lead, finishing 3-1. Total match time, 99 minutes, 56 seconds. Ball in play time, 56 minutes, 57 seconds. Now, of course, Spurs are back into the top four. We have 7 games left. Newcastle up next on Saturday. Of course, they are in 8th place in the Premier League table, followed by fixtures against Arsenal at home, Chelsea away, Liverpool away, Burnley at home and Sheffield United away. And the game still to be confirmed and rescheduled is Manchester City at home. An article has also been published on the late Joe Kinnear. Of course, the Tottenham Hotspur legend sadly passed away yesterday at the age of 77. The Sun newspaper have stated here, colourful career of JFK, gaffer dead at 77. Joe Kinnear, a colourful character, both as a player and boss, has died aged 77. Joe Kinnear, who won 4 trophies as a Tottenham Hotspur player and went on to manage in the Premier League, had been diagnosed with dementia in 2015. Now, a report from the Mirror, and it states here on the back page, Nuno's so mad at Yates' punch. Nuno Espirito Santo claimed that James Maddison should have been sent off for punching Ryan Yates in the stomach off the ball. The Forest boss was surprised that VAR Michael Salisbury did not intervene and said, "I didn't see it the same way. We don't agree, me and VAR." Also by the Daily Mirror today is a double-page spread on the game. Metal Mickey, it states here, with Mickey van der Ven celebrating. Dutch master helps to fire Spurs back into the top four. Mickey van der Ven is as Dutch as windmills, tulips, or those giant wagon wheels of Edam. And the 6'4" centre-back was the big cheese in town as Tottenham moved back into the top four above Aston Villa. Van der Ven's rocket was the catalyst for Spurs to turn a hesitant first-half performance into a commanding one. At £34.5 million, he has been the rock of whom Ange Postecoglou has built Big Ange Ball in North London's Lily-White Heartlands. On the final whistle, he was serenaded with the chorus from KC and the Sunshine Band sing-along classic Give It Up, after being chased by Nottingham Forest striker Chris Wood at first, but then seeing off the in-form Kiwi. Now, the player ratings from the Daily Mirror today, they've given man of the match to Mickey van der Ven. It says here, crowd favourite, enhanced his reputation with crucial goal to restore Tottenham's lead. Now, they've given Vicario a 6 out of 10, Pedro Porro and Romero 7s, van der Ven an 8, Udogie a 6, Basuma a 5, Pape Matasar, they've only given a 4 out of 10, Brennan Johnson a 6, Maddison a 7, Timo Werner an 8, Hunmin Son a 7, subs Højbjerg 7 out of 10, Bentancur an 8.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Now for a poll from the Daily Star, and it's got this wonderful picture of Mickey van der Ven celebrating after scoring his goal. It says here, he's a new Vensation. Dutch of class helps lift Ange back into the top four. It then talks about Nuno Espirito Santo and said back on the ground where he won only 8 of his 17 games in charge of Tottenham, and he was a perfect fit for Spurs like a left glove on a right foot. Nuno Espirito Santo was hoping for a kinder hand from the football gods. Now let's hear from both managers, Ange Postecoglou and Nuno Espirito Santo. This is what they both had to say in their post-match press conferences.
Yeah, go right for it, right from the start. Why not? Couldn't care less about the race of fourth, mate. What I care about is the way the team's sort of progressing. Pleased with today. Had a little bit of everything for us. Started the game well. Not just the goal. I thought we controlled the game really well. Then obviously, conceded from a counter attack, which was disappointing. But I thought we lost our way a little bit towards the back end of that first half. Super reaction. And I thought the whole second half were really dominant. Played some good football, scored a couple of good goals. Probably could have had a couple more against a team that was very, very, desperate for points and fighting for everything, which I guess every team's fighting for something. I thought we handled it really well.
What was said at half time?
Yeah, I thought it made a difference. It wasn't that anything Biss or Pape did. I just thought, I have the luxury of a strong squad now, which I didn't, for kind of the middle part of the year. And I just thought we needed some energy and legs in that midfield for that second half, because I could see Forest were working really hard to sort of try and, maintain their grip on the game. And I thought Pierre and Roddy were outstanding with the energy they bought and the quality, they bought in the second half. And I thought that helped us. Yeah, look, very sad. Obviously, I just heard about it now, and one of these figures that will always be remembered at this football club for his achievements, and distinguished manager, outstanding player, and sad loss. Obviously, all our love and support goes out to his family and friends, and from what I understand, obviously, I never got the opportunity to meet him, but everyone speaks very highly of him as a person, which is always the keeper sort of barometer around these things. And, sad loss, particularly to those closest to him. But, never forgotten at this football club.
I'd like to ask about the performance of Timo Werner and what you made of it.
I thought Timo was good. He kind of, he worked hard. He was always a threat. He kind of... he ran at the opposition really well, contributed to our first goal for the second half in particular. He kind of helped us really sort of push them, pin them back, and I thought it was okay.
Did you think he'd be such a regular starter? I know obviously he came in as an area you were short, but it feels like he's really nailed down that spot.
Yeah, at the moment he's doing everything well. I mean, he didn't start a couple of weeks ago. But we brought him in because we knew we'd need him, and that's how it's proved. And we also knew we were getting a player who's already played at this level, so he wasn't really a risk for us. And he's been a good contributor. And with the run-in we got, we've obviously got Newcastle next week, but then we've got a couple of big weeks with midweek games. We're going to need the whole squad. Don't know, and it's what I do know is that he's got a real appetite and determination to be the best he can be. He does that every day, and his defensive work was outstanding again today, and it's a great strike for the goal, and it's a well worked set piece, and it's credit to him, and we're not going to be the ones that are going to put any limits on his growth. I don't think he'll allow us to do that, but in my mind, with all these things, I just think we keep providing an environment for these guys to keep pushing themselves, and Mickey, not just Mickey, but I think others will be dragged along as well because they're all competing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I think the first half very good. The game we wanted to play, I think we achieve it. We control Tottenham. We had good spells. We score. We had chances. So first half very good. Disappointed of the way we started the second half and the way we concede. We knew that Tottenham was going to react. Should have been more aggressive. Reduce the spaces. Don't allow those moments. So the difference between the halves is what makes me, I'm disappointed. We wanted the second half to sustain and go again. Unfortunately, we didn't achieve it.
Chris Wood got another goal. Do you think he might have had two in the game?
I think the first goal is beautiful, the way he took this shot and the movement and the progression to the right side. The combination was very well executed. Then there's a good chance for him. But Chris has been huge for us, been so important. What he does overcomes all of that. So let's regroup and go again.
Was it going to stay with James Maddison and Brian Yates, where it looked like Maddison punched Yates?
It doesn't look like he punched him. I think it's. I saw the image, and that's why I speak to you. I was surprised that VAR didn't tell to Simon to review it better, because honestly, with all my respects, Maddison loses his composure, and is a punch in the stomach of Yates. Should have been reviewed and different decisions. Not a chat with the players. Looked like nothing happens. Okay, no, was a. Without the ball. So there's two moments that we mentioned in the first half that can change the history of the game. Thank you.
Has the referee explained to you why?
No, I didn't ask him. But I saw it, that's why but there's no problem. I'm telling that I didn't see it the same way. We didn't agree, me and VAR.
Yeah.
Okay. It's another game. It was a pleasure to work here at Spurs. It was an honor. Things didn't work out. Didn't finish well. I keep going. Spurs keep on going. It was special to come here. It's always special to come to a place where you work. But that doesn't take away the focus. And my focus is on Forest. And we have to do much better next week because we are in a tough fight. Thank you. Sorry?
Joe Kinnear, a former Nottingham Forest
man. I didn't understand.
Joe Kinnear was a former Nottingham Forest
man. Yes.
He's passed away today.
I didn't know. I'm so sorry. My thoughts with his family. I'm so sorry.
I didn't.
I don't know. Yeah, we have to assess him. Him and all some players, we have to assess him. Because we need all the players and we need the best of them. And Morgan, as we mentioned, as we know, it's so important for us.
You looked at a fluid and exciting attacking unit in the first half. Your front four bring a lot to the party. Is there going to be a balance, do you think, away from home between getting men forward and trying to score goals and staying compact at the other end, because as you say, it was the two halves were very different.
Yeah. That's the most difficult part in football, especially in such a difficult stadium like this one, to go and at the same time keep the balance. But I think in the first half we've been able to do that. We control very well. We knew that how Tottenham plays with the fullbacks inside and releases the wings. But we've been able to control that with our defensive shape. And with the ball, we did really, really good. So our major challenge, our biggest challenge is to try and reproduce these 45 minutes again all the game. And we have to improve for the next one at the City Ground. We have another chance to put points on the table, and this is what matters for us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. A pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you on the next one. Come on, you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.